Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
The Lord God will explore the relationship between these three, God, Tommy L. Hart, and Israel. The Authorized Version Bible, or in the Authorized Version Bible, the Word of God has assigned the title of God to Tommy Lorenzo Hart, and the Word of God has surnamed Tommy Lorenzo Hart Israel. Okay. So you have God, Tommy L. Hart, and Israel, all being one and the same. That's the teaching of the Word of God concerning the theme of God and the title of God. This is a very important note right here. The papacies and Gentiles' conquest and subsequent enslavement of black people is the center of the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. That's huge. That is really big. The living God has identified and spoken on the focal point of Scripture. It is like finding or searching for a needle in a haystack. God has found the needle. The needle being the center of the Authorized Version Bible, the focal point, what all other things have to deal with or touch on it, be about, be concerned. Okay? Now, the statement, Psalm 14:7, the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. That statement is correct. You listen to this broadcast, this episode, you listen, you go back in Lawmaster's archives, and you'll see that Tommy Lorenzo Hart has done just that. He has done that which the Bible says the Lord does or is to do. I have done that, among other things also, okay? I have resurrected the Gentiles and papacy's captivity of black people. That's what the statement says, okay? Bring back, a synonym for that is resurrect. The Lord resurrects the captivity, the Gentiles, and papacy's captivity of his people, black people. That's correct. Psalm 72:14 says, He, the Lord, shall redeem or rescue their soul from deceit and violence. That's another thing the Bible says the Lord will do. Rescue the people from deceit and violence. That's what I do through my teaching, of the truth of Bible content. I rescue the people from deceit and violence. I give them the way out from deceit and violence. Now we know what deceit is. The violence here is the papacy and the Gentile ministers, they pervert scripture. They do violence to scripture. Okay? They deceive many. There's the word deceit. Through their perverting of scripture, through their doing violence to scripture, God rescues the people from deceit and violence. You get a good understanding from my teaching. I say to the people, listen well to what I say. Don't go any further than that which I say, okay? Because I speak with specificity, or I speak specifically concerning the things that I speak on, whether it be the law of God, whether it be the law of faith concerning Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, or whether it be about the law of God, etc. I speak definitely and specifically, just as I do in letting you know who the Word of God has ascribed the title of God to and Lord to. I speak definitely, okay? And I speak in detail. I give detail. So study Lawmaster's archives. These four, listen, God, Tommy L. Hart, and Israel, and Lawmaster. Lawmaster, the host of this program, are one and the same. Isn't that something? Okay. Yeah. So the Lord resurrects the Gentiles and papacy's captivity of his people, black people. He redeems or rescues their soul from deceit and violence. And the truth of God is for all people. The truth of God is for all people. It is not limited to only black people. Okay? Sometime I'll speak specifically to black people. Of course I will. Okay? And I do. Okay, but that's a huge thing. I do the work that the Bible ascribes to the Lord God. I do the things that the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, says the Lord will do or God will do. I do those things. Okay? That's how you know who God is. The one who does the work of God, that's God. And it's just one. Okay. It's just one. Right? This is a one-time thing. So remember these things. You hear me speaking of plight of black people. You hear me speaking about the enslavement era. Well, that's the source right there. Psalm 14:7 and Psalm 72:14. That's the authority by which I speak. Okay? And this is something that everything in the Bible, every issue, every major concern in the Bible is related to just that. It's related to the Gentiles and papacy's captivity of black people. In other words, it's related to the enslavement era. Okay? It's related to the evil the papacy and the Gentiles have done to black people. And this is huge. This is really big that this thing that I'm speaking about, the Gentiles and papacy's captivity of black people and subsequent enslavement, is in the Bible. And not only is it in the Bible, it is in the Bible in great detail. That's huge. The average person did not know that. Did not know that. The average black preacher does not know that. Does not know that. That this issue, this subject matter, dealing with the fall of black people to the Gentiles and the papacy, is a matter of great concern in the Authorized Version Bible. This is huge, and it's real. That's the thing. It's real. The Bible speaks authoritatively, the Authorized Version Bible speaks authoritatively on the issue of the Gentiles and papacy's captivity and subsequent enslavement of black people. Now, with that being so, that within itself changes everything. The question comes up, why don't you hear preachers talking about this? If this is the center, the focal point of Bible matter, why are the preachers silent? Why are the Christian preachers and ministers and pastors and Bible teachers, etc., silent on the matter? Or some may just mention it in passing as though it is a very small thing. Okay. Very big. Very big. Questions of interest. Jeremiah 21, verse 13. Says this, who shall come down? Now, that's 21:13. Now, as I said, don't go any further than that which I go. You know, what is important in that question is this here, who shall come down? That's the question. In the Bible, who came down? Who fell? In the Bible. In the Authorized Version Bible, black people fell at the hands of the papacy and the Gentiles who operate under the alias of white people. White people. Okay, alias. Proper name, Gentiles. Why do the Gentiles operate under the alias of white people? They operate under the alias of white people because the word Gentile has a bad reputation in the Authorized Version Bible. It has a bad reputation. with an alias. Okay? But they're still Gentiles. Okay? Yes. Who shall come down? Black people fell at the hand of the papacy and the Gentiles. That's the answer to that question. And the second question, who shall enter into our habitations? The black voice in the Bible. We know, we are taught that the Gentiles, alias white people, entered into the habitations of black people, waged war against them in their own habitations, defeated them in battle, captured them, killing many, cast them into captivity and enslavement and great humiliation. That's the center. That's the focal point of Scripture. Okay. Matthew chapter 5 shows two laws which the slaves were under. Verse 39 of chapter 5, Matthew says, resist not evil. And verse 44 says, love your enemies. Two laws which the slaves were under during the enslavement era. During the enslavement era. Okay? Of course, those laws are outdated. Those laws have been abolished, defeated. You may say, well, why are they in the Bible? The Bible is a law book. The Bible is also a record book. Those two elements, Matthew 5, 39, and 44, are a matter of record. They are in the record book. Black people were taught, resist not evil. That's speaking about the evil descending upon them from the Gentiles. And they were commanded to love their enemies. Who were the slaves' enemies? The slaves' enemies were the Gentiles, alias white people. That's evil. You're already doing the evil of holding the people in captivity. Then you're going to do more evil by teaching them to love the ones who are holding them in captivity and slavery, holding them in enslavement, in chains and bondage. They were forced, made to love the Gentiles. In essence, that's what the statement says to black people. Love the Gentiles. Love your slave master. Love your warden, who is the slave master, the slaveholder. Don't resist any evil coming from the slave master, the warden, the Gentile. Don't resist. So if a slave resisted, he was what? Breaking the law that says, resist not evil. So the law was evil. The law was evil. When it's not natural to love someone who is doing you evil. That's not natural. He beats you, you're supposed to still love him. He has taken everything from you, scattered many of you abroad. You've lost knowledge of your history. through the process of time, in the process of time. A whole civilization has been wiped out, eradicated, destroyed. And that's the black people's civilization, history, knowledge, all what they had done, everything wiped out, destroyed. Slaves caused to forget their history. Evil, all evil. Now, I talk about these things because the Bible talks about them. I look in the Bible and I see resist not evil. I see love your enemy. Unnatural. Okay? And it's already been stated that this of which I speak, the Gentiles and papacy's captivity and enslavement of black people, is the center or focal point of Scripture. Everything else in the Bible is tied to that event. This is huge. Real huge. Real huge. Okay. And I proved my case. I worked my case. I proved my case. I present evidence to support what I say. But look where my evidence comes from. It comes from the Bible. It comes from the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. If these things were not in the book, I wouldn't be speaking on them and using the Bible as a foundation or support. I wouldn't be doing that. I was glad to learn that the Bible is against the evil which the papacy and Gentiles did to black people. Did. The Authorized Version Bible does not support slavery. It reports on slavery. Let me say that again. The Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, does not support slavery. It reports on the issue of slavery. It's a report book, just as it is a law book. In the law, there's a report. Okay, I speak of that report. This statement, Jeremiah 22:10-11. This statement concerns blacks who were and their descendants who are scattered abroad by the papacy's and Gentiles' infamous international slave trade. Listen to the statement. The statement says, he, in speaking of the slave, the human being made slave by the papacy and the Gentiles, he shall return no more nor see his native country. Now, I have been speaking about blacks being scattered abroad because the Bible speaks about the blacks scattered abroad, right? Right, okay? I've been speaking about this issue, this matter. He shall return no more nor see his native country. He shall not return thither to his native country any more. I am reminded of the port of no return. Where did the Gentiles get that from? They made it up themselves. They produced it themselves. And the Bible reports on it. This is the report, a part of the report, regarding the ports or port of no return. That's really something. I want to read that statement again. He shall return no more nor see his native country. Wow. Ask the average black who resides in the United States or any nation of the Gentile, country of the Gentiles, whether it be country or kingdom, whether it be the UK, Germany, United States of America, etc., who was born here, and the same one whose parents were scattered abroad. In other words, the descendants of those who were scattered abroad. Ask him where he is from. Ask him his native country. This statement provides knowledge regarding that. He shall return no more nor see his native country. He shall not return thither to his native country any more. Because through the process of time, he has forgotten what his native country is. He has forgotten. Made to forget by the papacy and the Gentiles, by their evil works. Made to forget. In other words, the papacy and Gentiles say to black people who are descendants of those who were scattered abroad, your history is unimportant. It's unimportant to those who enslaved us. Unimportant. Knowledge of your past is unimportant. Therefore, the Gentiles destroy it and cause you to forget. Cause you not to know where you're from. And that was the law, that they return no more to their native country. Is that right? Is that right? They make you a citizen. They make you a citizen. They write something on paper and say you are now a citizen, whether it be of the United States, UK, whatever. You are a citizen. We made you forget where you're from. We know you don't know where you're from. So you'll say, if you reside in the United States, you're from America. You'll say, if you reside in the UK, you're from the UK. You can't give a correct answer to the question where you are from. You can't answer the question because they made you ignorant. This is something. This is something. And they gave you a false belief. They gave you Jesus, a fictitious character, and said, this is your Savior. They told you Jesus died for your sins. They told you he was resurrected. He went into the heavens, and he's coming back one day to receive you to himself. Lies, deceit. What the scripture said about God, he chastened them from deceit and violence. Know the truth. Know the truth. Because without the truth, you are deceived. You may say you are not deceived, but those who are deceived do not know that they are deceived until they are shown. And your rejection of that which is shown does not mean you are not deceived. You just reject the truth. You may say you don't want to hear it. So your past is unimportant to you also. It's not just unimportant to those who enslaved you and held you in captivity. It has become unimportant to you. Let dead bones lie. That's in the past. Yes, what are you saying when you make those statements? You are saying your past is unimportant. But yet, in the Gentile schools, you are taught of Gentile history. And the only thing they say about you in their teaching of their history is that you were slaves. Isn't that something? Now, is that right? They force their history upon you. And they have no interest in including your history prior to the Gentile invasion of the black people's land and captivity and holding them in captivity and enslavement. They have no interest in adding that to their curriculum. Isn't that something? Why? Because all of these things say loudly that your history is unimportant. The Gentiles' history is very important. Wow. This is something. Your history to the history of blacks, whether it be good or whether it be bad, is unimportant to many blacks. Now, if that's not in the belly of deception and deceit, you tell me what is. Greatly deceived. Deceived into thinking your history is not important. If you don't know your history prior to the Gentiles' invasion, just state the truth. I don't know where I'm from. The Gentiles told me I was from Africa. That's what happened with me. I don't know where I'm from. I was told you are from Africa. No specific geographical location in Africa. Just said you're from Africa. Why? Because you're unimportant. You don't need to know where you're from. You're unimportant. And yet we say we are equal. Yet you have black people saying we are equal to the Gentiles. Do we close our eyes? Do we wink at the evil the Gentiles do? Whether it be past evil or present evil. Do we wink at their evil? Wink. Act like you don't see it. Okay. These things in the Bible are put there because somebody thought them to be important. Somebody in authority. Listen to me well. These things that I speak about have been placed in the Bible because somebody thought they were important. Somebody of high authority took them to be important, important enough to be archived in a book, and then call that book Holy Bible. Holy. Holy. I'm glad somebody in high authority thought these things of which I speak are important. Important enough to be inked, to be pinned down, inked down, and put in the Holy Bible. What is very good is that God has come and he has seen these things in the book, in the Holy Bible. And it's his duty to inform the people. I am doing my duty of informing you of what's in the book. That's my duty. That's the duty of God, the Lord. Yes. Okay. Yes, I am reminded. That statement reminds me of the port of no return. That statement is found in Jeremiah 22:10-11. Let me read it one more time and then I'll move on. He shall return no more nor see his native country. He shall not return thither to his native country, that is, anymore. Not annoyed, because he's been made to forget. The enemy destroyed the history and the knowledge of that thing. So I asked a question earlier. I said, are we equal? We act like we are equal with them. And when all of these things, some of these things I speak on, show that the Gentiles do not see us as equals. They know their history. We don't know ours, those of us who are scattered abroad. Is that equal? They teach their history in their schools. They do not add our history to their curriculum. Is that equal? We know more about their history than we know about our own history. Is that equal? We are still, those of us, as a result of the Gentiles and papacy's infamous slave trade, those of us who are, we are in lands that are not ours. Yes, I know they wrote on a paper, those born in the U.S. and the other Gentile nations and territories they are. Our citizens. We have a home which we've been made to forget. And we should acknowledge that because that is the truth. You make me a citizen. What does that say to me? It says, forget about where you're from. Forget about where your ancestors are from. That's what it says. Forget about your native country. Forget it. That's what that says. Just speaking the truth of the matter. It's time for truth. stand for truth. How do I know? Because truth is here. That's how I know it's time for truth. Yes, and we move on. We move on. Okay, the question is John 4:24, which says, God is a spirit, true or false? The statement is false. Acts 8:10, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Now that statement, that's an example of fill in the blank, okay? The Bible has fill in the blank statements. This is one of those statements coming from Acts 8:10. The statement says in the Bible, this man is the great power of God. The question is, who is this man referring to? That's a fill in the blank. I have filled in the blank. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. How do I know? Because the Word of God has told me so. And I have received that from the Word of God. When it told me that, I didn't say, no, I'm not. I said, is that right? Wow. They calling me God. Wow. Okay. So that's an example of fill in the blank. Luke 24:39. Listen, a spirit has not flesh and bones as you see I, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, have. Okay. The statements Acts 8:10 and Luke 24:39 are in support of the falsity of the statement John 4:24, God is a spirit. Okay. God is a spirit. The statement is false because this man, Tommy L. Hart, is a great power of God, and he's not a spirit. He's a human being. Okay. Get the point. And not only that, but a spirit has not flesh and bones as Tommy Lorenzo Hart does, or as he has. So, the statement, God is a spirit, is false. What is true? God is a man. What man? The man, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, who the Bible, the author, who the Word of God and the Authorized Version Bible has ascribed or given the name or title of God and Lord to. Okay? First Corinthians 13:13 says, of these three, faith, hope, charity, charity is the greatest. Is that true or false? By the numbers, and the numbers coming from, if you look in a concordance, a good concordance, you look up the word, find the word faith, you find the word charity, and find the word hope, and see how many times, how many references the concordance shows for those three words in any of their forms. Okay? All right? And when you do that, you'll see that faith, there are more references on faith than there are on charity and hope. And that of the three, faith, hope, and charity, charity has the least amount of references. faith has the most. And, of course, coming in second, you have hope. So of the three, faith, hope, and charity, charity is the least in importance. Faith is the greatest in importance by the numbers. Okay? And so the statement in 1 Corinthians 13:13 is false, not only by the numbers, but by the authority of Matthew 23:23. I want to turn to that. Matthew 23:23 says this: have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Faith is listed as a weighty matter in the authority of Matthew 23:23. So by the numbers and by the authority of Matthew 23:23, faith is the greatest of those three terms, faith, hope, charity. And there's another one, by the order in which they appear, the three words appear in 1 Corinthians 13:13. Faith has first place, hope has second place, and charity has third and last place. So that's why I say by the numbers, by the authority of Matthew 23:23, and by the word's appearance in 1 Corinthians 13:13, faith is the greatest of the three, and charity is the least in importance of the three. Learning the things that are in your Bible. The Bible has true-false statements. The Bible has fill-in-the-blank statements and much, much more. Study the archives, and you'll see things that the Bible has and how God deals with those things, how the living God deals with those things. Okay? So the greatest of the three, faith, hope, and charity, is the issue of faith. Jeremiah 22:17 says, the Gentiles, alias white people, are inclined to covet, to commit murder, to oppress, and to commit violence. Wow. Romans chapter 3, let's see what it has to say about the matter. Romans 3, let's read this, Romans 3, 14, starting with 14. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet, this is what I was trying to find. No, their feet are swift to shed blood, destruction and misery are in their ways. That's it. Okay. Feet swift to shed blood. Okay. In verse 13, same chapter, Romans 3, they have used deceit. Again. The Gentiles, alias white people, are inclined to covet, to commit murder, to oppress, and to commit violence. Think about what they've done. Think about their history. Think about what they do now. And you'll see that the statement in Jeremiah 22:17 is referring to them. And that statement is true. Deuteronomy 5:28, I, the living God, have heard the voice of the words of this people that is to be revealed at this time. I presented the people with this recently, the hope of the papacy and Gentiles, slaves, okay? The hope of those who were made slaves by the papacy and Gentiles, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. We're still talking about the center or the focal point of Scripture. Okay? All right? That he would grant to us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Might serve him, God, without fear. That he would save us from our enemies. And what was that that I said earlier? The Lord redeems or rescues their soul from deceit and violence. Will you not stand by your God, the Lord Israel, the living God? Stand by your God, the Lord Israel. Support him and be thankful to him for the truth that he brings forth, for that truth is your salvation. Salvation from deceit and violence. Now remember what I said about violence. The papacy and Gentiles do violence to Scripture. They pervert Scripture. The Lord God comes and gives it to you right and straight, without deceit. That which the Gentiles give you, they deceive you by it. For that's their purpose. That's their purpose, to deceive you, to keep you deceived. Now, is that equal? Does that put us equal with them? Or do they see us as inferiors still to this present day? Because they still keep black people deceived. Jesus died for your sins. Receive Jesus and live. They lie to you. They deceive you. Jesus wants to save you. Jesus is coming back to get you. Put your trust in Jesus. You know what they say. They deceive you. They deceive the people through their teaching, because they said these things and you believe them. The masses of black people believe them. Okay. Yes. The Lord brings back the captivity of his people. He redeems them from deceit and violence. Through his truth, he redeems them. Through his truth, he makes salvation possible. Because their salvation, black people's and others' salvation from deceit and violence, coming from the papacy and the Gentiles, is not possible. It's not possible without the truth that comes from God. In other words, you are still a captive. You are still a captive and treated as a captive. What do I mean by that? They still feed you with inferior knowledge, inferior information, untruthful information, deceitful information. Again, I ask, is that equal? You say you are equal to them. Is that equal? They still see you as inferior and give you inferior information. Give your people inferior information. Give your people this deceit and lies and violence. You say you are equal to them? time to wake up. It's time to stand with the living God. It's time to stand up for the truth that comes from God, because that truth is your salvation and your people's salvation. It's time to know the truth. It's time to love the truth. It's time to receive the truth. It's time to obey the truth. Depart, depart from the evil faith that has to do with Jesus as the living Lord and Savior, and turn to the living God. Okay. Now, speaking about the voice, okay, and I went to Luke 1. Let's see here. Deuteronomy 5:28. Let me do this. Deuteronomy 5:28. Says, I have heard the voice of the words of this people. I have heard the voice of the black people. That is in the Authorized Version Bible. Okay? Their voice is a matter of record. The slave's voice is a matter of record. What they hoped for, what they wanted, what they looked to God to do for them. It's a matter of record. Okay? Let's see here. I had something else. Okay. Just one moment here. Okay, I have to get to that later. But the voice of the papacy and Gentiles, slaves, is a matter of record. What I have spoken on is, at first, I stated that these four, God, Tommy, Lorenzo Hart, Israel, and Lawmaster are all one and the same. And I gave more evidence showing that the focal point of Bible content is the papacies and Gentiles' captivity and subsequent enslavement of black people. That's very important. Very important. Okay. It's my duty to do this right here. Exodus 18:20. It's my duty to show the people the way wherein they must walk. The way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Walk in truth that comes from God. Receive the truth. Obey the truth. And what does the truth tell you to do? If you have not done it, depart from the Christian faith. The Christian faith is condemned. The Christian faith, Christianity, is a condemned thing by Scripture, by the law. If it's by the Scripture, it's by the law. Okay, faith in Christ Jesus is a condemned teaching. You are directed to depart from the faith that has to do with the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior. That has to do with Jesus as Lord and Savior. Jesus is a fictitious character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Depart from that belief. Depart from the Christian religion. The Gentiles themselves are commanded to depart from the Christian religion. They are also commanded to amend. They were commanded to amend their ways, to deceive not, and stop lying. But the Gentiles have not amended their ways, they are still lying. They are still deceiving the people. The Gentiles are in outright disobedience to the law. But you, depart from the faith, Christian faith, and do good. You are commanded to trust God. The Bible says, the commandment says, have faith in God. To have faith in God is to trust the word that comes from God and to act accordingly. That's what you are to do. That's what you are instructed to do. Turn to God. Turn from the vanities of Christianity and the faith that has to do with Jesus as Lord and Savior, and turn to the living God and show your support for him. Show your support. So I say to you, stand by your God. Stand by the living God, Israel. Because he is for you. The Christian religion is against you. Remember this. Who invaded the black people of their land? Who cast them into captivity and enslavement? It was the Christians who did that. And you now call yourself a Christian, or your mama calls herself a Christian, your daddy, whatever. Many of your people call themselves Christians. Stand with God. Stand with the truth that comes from God. Support God. Love God. And obey God. Have faith in the living God, Israel. Again, Exodus 18:20 says, show them, the people, the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. Depart from the faith if you haven't done it already. Make the decision. Make the move. Do it now. Until next time.